Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Nun Aleph, and we are on daf Nun Amid Beis, as we are now in the third of the parak. Remember, we started off with daf Chav Ches, and we're going through daf Samach. That's the that's this parak, this 30-blot parak, and now we're into the Nuns, the last third of the parak, and we continue talking about issues of chazaka, says the Gemara Gufa. We just quoted issues of husband and wife and husband being machzik in the nechasim of each other. The Mishnah said it doesn't work on earlier, about 10 blot ago, on daf Membeis, and we mentioned on yesterday's daf different limitations where it might be true, it might not be true. We discussed at the end of yesterday's daf, maybe if the husband damages, is machzik the property in terms of, in a damaging way, by digging barashich lemaros, and that would create a chazaka. What about if someone else creates a chazaka in the property? Does the wife rely on the husband? All different types of halachos that were brought up. So now we get back to Gufa, something we quoted up above. Amar Rav, ein machzika b'nechzei esh zish. Rav said that a person cannot be machzik in the nechasim of a married woman, because after all, as we said, the different deos, the different svaras, the married woman assumes that her husband is going to do it for her, be mocha for her, and therefore she doesn't, she relies on him, so she doesn't say anything. Or the Rashba and the Tshuva says that she's like his apotropos. He is like her apotropos, and therefore she doesn't say anything. Others, the Rashbam here quotes that maybe it's that it's the husband's fruit, so to speak, the nechzei malug. That's why she doesn't say a word. It's not even hers. It's her husband's, in a sense, and therefore she doesn't protest. Either way, that's Rav's statement, that a person cannot be machzik in the nechasim of a married woman. The Dayani Gola Amru machzikin, but the Dayani Gola, the judges of the Gola, are machzikin. If you remember, the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Sanhedrin lists off a bunch of different phrases or code names for various Amoraim. Right, they said, Donin Lefnei Chachamim always means Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma. Dayane Gola always means Karna, right? That's a Rashi quotes on Taj. The Rashbam quotes here, Shmuel v'Karna, Perakrisha de Sanhedrin. Right, all of these different, Charifi de Pumpadisa means Eif and Avimi, and others. So why is that? Right, why does the Gemara just not say the name? Why does it say like a nickname? Interesting. It's like what the Meiri does. The Meiri always has a nickname for everyone. Gedolei Machaber is the Rambam. Gedolei Mefarshim is Rashi. Right, Dayanim. Right, all different phrases that the Meiri has, also calling them by a nickname. So here too, the Dayani Gola, Shmuel and Karna say Machzikin. You can't be Machzik in the Nechasim of a married woman. Amar Rav Halacha Kedayani Gola, and Shmuel Rav says the Halacha is like Dayani Gola. So that's a steer. Rav just said, not true. Amru le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, Larav, Hodr Be Mar Mishpaitsei, Uyuchozer Bo. You just said you cannot be machzik in the property of an Eishes Ish, and now you say that Halacha is like the Dayani Gola, who says you can't be machzik. Amar Lahu, Mistavra, Amri, Kedir Rav Yosef. No, I was only talking about in a case like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who gave the last Ukimta on yesterday's daf, that said if somebody is machzik in 1 year in the life of the husband, and then 3 years after the husband dies, that chazaka works, because he has a chazaka that he could have said that I bought it from you, so he's believed to say I bought it from your husband who bought it from you. So that's what Rav says. That's what I was talking about, machzikin, in the case of Rav Yosef, but in general, I would say ein machzikin. Okay, so now we get to the next phrase in the Mishnah. V'lo li'isha b'nichse b'ayla v'chulu. The woman cannot create a chazaka in the nechasim of her husband if she is squats and has property. She's there for 3 years. So the Gemara says Pshita, Kiva Disle Mizone, Mizoni Utaka Akhla. Same kind of svara. He is a chiyuv mizonos to support her. And therefore, if she is eating from the fruits of the field, that's not a chazaka. That's normal obligations that the husband has to the wife. And therefore, that's not a reflection of bailus. So like, our answer is, you're right. Lo tzricha deyichi lo ara achrisi lemazona. The chiddush is, even in a case where he designated a different field for her mizonos, and now she's being machzik on another field, field number two. So there too, even there, there's no chazaka. As the Rashbam says, Hakol Yodin de Laperos Yoredes. Hilkach Lomi Chabal. Right, that was the question. Everybody knows that she's going to eat Laperos because the husband has the responsibility. Answer, De Yichid La Balakarka Achrisi Lemazonos, Via Filu Hachilo Kapit Baal, Iach Letzve. The husband's not as machmid, even if she eats more from a different field. Therefore, there is no chazaka in that regard. So some of the Achronim discuss why wouldn't the Gemara suggest a case where he's not obligated in giving her mizonos, right? Maybe it's a case of where she says, eini nizonos veini oseh. So we know that if the takana is for her, right, that's a discussion, in Maseches Ksubis that we had, we have various takanas, and we mentioned yesterday, the chiyuvim of the Ksuba, on her behalf and on his behalf. So the question is, which is stage one of the takana, that the person who is this Latovasam can exempt themselves and say, I don't want it. Mizonos, Pirkona, Peros, Panasa, right, all different, takanas. So here the Gemara assumes that the Mizonos is for her good, and she has the right to say, you know what, I'm not going to accept mizonos, and my earnings are going to stay with me. So why did the Gemara say that? Maybe that's the case, therefore she's not getting mizonos, and that's a case where a chazaka can be created. So the Madura Basra says that maybe it's based on a Tosfos that we had earlier. Tosfos says earlier on Daf Mem Zayin that when she removes her rights from mizonos, that's not a permanent removal. Right, she can be choseres bo whenever she wants. Whenever she wants. She besilik mizonos lo nistalka la'olam v'yichol alachzer kol ema shetirtza l'chiyev ha-mischadesh v'yemkei nicha afkan. It's not that the mizonos disappears. It's that practically he doesn't have to fulfill it right now because I'm having my earnings. But if tomorrow I say, you know, I want my mizonos, I can get my mizonos back. So if she starts eating from the field, that's not a raya. That even if she's not getting a mizonos, maybe she is getting mizonos. Maybe she's just decided to take it back, and therefore says the achronim that wouldn't be a good suggestion. So that's why the Gemara has to say no. It's a case where he was miyachid ara for her. Good. So says the Gemara. Let's have a diak like we had already in another line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the husband and the wife cannot have any. Chazakas to show that the spouse sold it to them. Mashma, says the Gemara, haraya yesh. But haraya, what if the wife brings a shtar from the husband? A shtar brings a shtar from the wife. So there, it would work, right? Only chazaka would not work. We're medayik haraya yesh. But haraya, if she, the case we're talking about here is if she brings a shtar, so then yesh, she would be able to say that my husband sold it to me. Says the Gemara, lema legluye zuzehu deboi. Who says that, why should that work? Why can't the husband say, legluye zuze, to reveal the money? What does that mean? Maybe the husband says, you know what, my wife took some money from me. She, I don't know where the money is. You know, I pretended that I'm going to sell the property to her so that she's megala where the money is. But it doesn't really mean that she was serious, right? As we had yesterday, a similar parallel type of idea. If the wife would do something, not because she's serious, but because she has ulterior motives, right? Nachas ruach asisi labayali. Right, I want to make sure that my husband's not upset at me. That's why I'll agree to it, even though deep down she doesn't want to agree. It's kind of like an asmachta. So here too, maybe he had no real rutzon to sell, but it's just legluya milsa hu debai. Look at the Rashbam, legluya zuze beina maos hitmina mimani. She hid money from me. Vinis kavanti legalosli ma'oseha. My kavana was to reveal her money. Ubecheskes ma'oshali lakachte miyada. And the chazaka is that it's my money. I'm taking them. But not that I'm buying something or selling something. V'lo l'shem mecher. V'lo l'das kinyin mechira kibalti. V'lo gamarti v'ikmesi. There's a lot of phrases in that Rashbam. The Achronim wonder why he seems to say very similar ideas like three times over. He says, "V'dis cheskas moshali, I took them as my money, chazaka. I didn't give it l'shem mecher. V'lo l'das kinyin mechira. V'lo gemarti v'knesi." A lot of different elements mentioning that the husband says, "I didn't want to sell." Interesting that the Rav Elchanan says, it seems like from here, that you don't say the principle of Amosi Bechaveir Olav Araya. I mean, it's based on what we said before also, similar to the principle of Godros Inlam Chazaka. Sometimes, if somebody is holding something, Muchzak, that Chazaka does not work. Like for a husband and a wife. If a wife has property, the money, so do we assume it's her money? Do we assume that it might be her husband's money? Now we see that she gave it out. So what do we assume? So it's clear. The Rabbi Elchanan a little later in Reish Nun says, Rabbi Elchanan, Tzarech lomar debi'isha legabe baila lo amrinan ha chazaka, kivan shadavar matzi shehe nichse habal biyada isha. right? The ish of other people's property. Sometimes they have the same bank account, but you don't say that chazaka here. And therefore, if it's legulia milsa, even though we saw a claim from the wife to the husband, we don't assume automatically that was the wife's, right? We're choshesh that maybe it is the husband's that he is trying to be megala. Even if the Ritva adds here, the chash is even if it's not shava b'shava. Right, what if the money is a lot more than the property that was sold, potentially? Says the Ritva. V'yafal pi sheshava yoser, lo hikmet al ishto. Right, even if there's a lot more money, right, or the opposite. Right, lo hikmet al ishto. Why v'kol shekein? T'kaimalon, enona u'bito mekach l'karkos. Enona l'karkos. As we've said, mentioned this last week, a few days ago even, that means, according to some Rishonim, that you can't put a price tag on karka. Not just Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, who have limitations on that principle of Eino Nola Karkos. Only up till 1/6, up to 100%, Rabbeinu Tam says, the Rambam and the Rif, explained by the Nemuki Yosef in the beginning of Baba Kama, say Eino Nola Karkos means you can't put a price tag on karka. Therefore, there's real estate. There's so many different issues that go into the price of real estate. And therefore, says the Ritva here, sounds like he's quoting that type of idea. Even if the price, the money that she has is different, still, you say, you don't have to be so makpid on the shave b'shave. So, says the Gemara, why is it that the Mishnah is mashma, that a shtar would work? Why don't we say that the shtar wouldn't work? Because he wouldn't be committed to the sale. Shemas mina, it must be. Did use the Gemara? Hamochas adale ishto kansa. Valor mina lugliya mezuzi hu debay. It must be that you don't say that. It must be that you wouldn't say lugliya milsa. You would say he's serious. And when I choshesh that he didn't want to sell it. So where it says no, lo, there's no raya. Ema haraya yesh. Right? No. Bishtar matana. Say that. In a case, the diak of the Mishnah, that a raya would work, a shtar would work, if she produces a shtar that he sold it to her, that would not work by a mecher. Because maybe there he just wanted the money out, but by a shtar matana, where she has a shtar that he gave it to her, so that would work. There's no issue of legluye milsa there, legluye zuze, because it is a shtar matana. Period. Yesterday, you weren't there in the tchum last night. You didn't hear the great shir that and the chidushin that we came up with, right? So the tchum is an important line in Ma'al Yasa. Even before we see, let's just read the next line. So he says, my mila ma'al yisa risu. What were the great things that you were talking about that you came up with? Hamocher sadalish tokansa v'lo armino l'glu yizuzi udavai. Right, that was the chidushim and the great wonderful things that we came up with. What does it mean, betruma? You aren't with us in the tchum. So the Rashbam says, bate medrashos shelahen besofa tchum hayu. The bate medrashos, their places of learning, were at the edge, outskirts of the city. Kidei sheyuchlu lavosham b'shabes min ha'ayaros shemisaviv. So that all the neighboring communities would be able to come. So that's why they used to put the bes medrash outside the city. Ask the Chashuke Chemed, what happens if you have a place, yishuv, ha'omei lakib beis ha'knesses beis ha'medrash. It was a yishuv that was about to build a shul. V'nechlechu adeus bein ha'toshavim. Machlokes, where to put the shul? Yeshom reim shetzorach levnosu b'merkaz ha'yishuv. L'rav chasam shal klal ha'toshavim. You gotta put it right in the middle. Right, so it's equidistant to all, so it could be close. V'yesh sovrim sheyesh levnosu b'sof ha'yishuv. K'dei sheyuchlu lavoi lav gam b'nei ha'yishuv ha'samach. Right, there's another yeshiv over that might not have a shul, say for Torah. So where do you put it? Do you put it in the middle? Do you put it in the edge? So he says, hey, the Rashbam. But right, it's easy for us because we just read the Rashbam. But if we get to Shiloh in 4 years from now, we have to remember this Rashbam in Baal Basra and Aleph, where he says, oh, it's Rashbam. Right, these are put in the sofa yeshiv as the phrase goes. You weren't there last night in the tchum. But then he says, not true. He quotes the Mark Zia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Simen Kufnun, where he says, "Shakasev sheroy shebeis haknesses yeh beemsa ha'ir kachal ha'efshar dugmas hamishkan shesvivosav hayom achanos." No, put it in the middle. right? So it's equidistant. Everybody is surrounding, like the Mishkan. Even if it means it's not in the highest point of the city, still you put it there. And then he adds the Yitachen Sha'af Harashbam Mode L'Divrei Merakasiya. It could be that our Gemara is not against that. Our Gemara and the Rashbam, they have to put it on the outskirts. It's not the same. Why? Why does the Rashbam and Argamar say it was at the edge of the Tchum? All of their shuls were built outside. There was the residential area. And then outside the city was the shul always built, the public areas. So if you build it outside, to build it in the place where the other yishuvim could come. But the authorities, the governments didn't allow them to build a shul inside in the days of the Gemara. That's why they built it outside. It could be that everybody would agree in our situation to build it in the middle. Shua tova hagdola yoser lebnei ha'ir, because it's a great, good, positive side to the people of the city. He says, if Lamaisa, the city next door, doesn't have a shul, doesn't have a Sefer Torah, then there's nothing to talk about. But in most places, there is a shul, there is a Sefer Torah, and therefore, that's all that I would mention here. He also mentions, he has another point by the Gluye Zuza, where the husband does something that, oh, I wasn't so serious. On the next piece, he has, Ba'al hiftiach le'ishto, matana gedola. The husband promises the wife a great present if she allows his mother to come to the Seder. They didn't have such a great relationship. Right? So she says, fine. So she has him at the Seder, and after Pesach, she says, okay, honey, you know, what's your present? He says, no, you really have an obligation anyway. You know, it's your mother-in-law, and it's my mother. Right? It says, she's an almana. So really, I was just doing it, you know, legaluye zuze, who divides, kind of like to, not really serious. And, you know, so he says, you have to figure out the das, you know, you're not a trick, but there is a concept of, what the relationship is, you know, how bad is it, how much there's a mitzvah of simchas yantav also for the husband to the wife, right? There's a lot of factors here, and that one has to take into account. I just read the Shiloh. Okay, we continue. So said, we should all have brachas, that we should all get along wonderfully with our in-laws, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so that's the word betruma. But there's another important line, and that is mili ma'alyasa. Right, you weren't there when something great was said yesterday. What's that? That relates to the Gemara in Ervin, that we like to quote every couple of months. The Gemara in Ervin, which says, we're not supposed to rate Torah. We're not supposed to rate different thoughts. Says the Gemara on Daf Samachay, Amid Aleph, in the Gemara that discusses there's a Marshan here and others. The Gemara says that one's not supposed to say this piece of Gemara is wonderful and this piece of Gemara is not wonderful, because you know all Gemara is something that we're supposed to value. And I'm sorry, one page back. I know, why couldn't I find it here? Right, Samach Dalet. Kala Omer Shmuel Zu Na'eh. Vizu eno na'e ma'abed hona shel Torah. Anyone who says this Shmua is good, this Shmua is not good, he loses the hon, loses the special quality of the Torah. The question is, what's the wrong with this? Rashi, kvoda shel Torah v'sofa l'shtakech mimenu. What's the matter? Right, because I'm saying, oh, this is great. What, other parts of Torah are not great? So says the Rishash there, right, so this is a problem, because many of us say, I have a great vart. You're going to love this. This is so... Right, so the Rishash says no. The first half of the statement is not a problem. Zu, right, to say that zu na'e. The problem is zu eina na'e. Right, to say that a part of Torah is not something that I'm excited about. Right, that's the problem. Says the Rishash. Dafka b'makom she'ein cholek al dino rak she'omer se'zeh adin eino na'us. Aval b'makom she'cholek alav. Matzanu b'chol dover she'amru lashon ne'us. Kamo she'amru ula b'tainis. Hadar of Chanina, sometimes the Gemara says kechomes l'shinayim, it's vinegar to my teeth. Sometimes you find that he says that's somewhat you might say is an issue. But if somebody just says, you know, this is great, that's okay. The other Mefarshim also explain it that way. It's not a problem of being excited about Torah. We have to be excited about Torah. But it's just more than that, adding that something is not exciting, that is something that we should try to stay away from. Okay, let's continue. So what was it? What were they excited about? This statement that if a woman buys the karka, so we do not say, L'gluye zuze hu debai. So here's that, back to the Gemara, Amar Leipshita. So not only, that's great, isn't that obvious? That's, obviously we know that it's a serious sale. Dal zuze mehacha v'tikni b'shtara. Why is it obvious? Forget the money. He obviously, didn't he give her a shtar also? She's holding the shtar. That's what she's proving. It's saying, look, he sold it to me. So forget the kesef. Isn't there a shtar? Right? Milo tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah and Kiddushin, how you kone karka, nechasim sheish lamachrayis, nikne bekesef, ubishtar, ubechazaka. Right? And so it's obvious that it would work anyway. So a lot to talk about on this line. Right? What does that mean? What was used as the kinyan mechanism? Right? Was it the kesef or was it the shtar? Right? What was used? So it sounds like what? No matter what, if they used kesef, shtar would work. So this is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rashba says right here, quoting the Sefer HaItur, that if you have a shtar raya, it could function doubly as a shtar kinyan. That doesn't sound like for this Gemara. What happened? The money was given. There was money given. Now the Gemara says, hey, but there's a shtar also. So wouldn't the shtar work? I don't want the shtar. If I buy karka with kesef and then I give over the deed, that deed is not a shtar kinyan. That's a shtar raya. Just to show that it's yours later on. So what's the Gemara asking? Says the Bala Itur. Says the Rashba. Mikan dikte kara Bala Itur. De shtare raya sha adam kosef. Sha macharti sa deploni laploni. Yesh bahem mishum kinia. Ki'ilu kasev bohen sadai mechura lecha. Wow. So a shtar raya could function as a shtar kinyan, as a backup, so to speak. De'ilo, because if you don't say this, my kasha. If you don't say this, what's the Gemara talking about? Tilma b'shtar raya shemachalo sadai b'kavakach. Devan to'amar, de sadai mechura lecha kasev la. Right? Who says he wrote that? Who said there's a shtar kinyan going on? It's a shtar raya. Right? There's kesef, the kinyan was done with kesef. Right? So that's the raya of the Sefer Ha'iter. And the other Rishonim have to figure out, so how do you get out of this Raya? How do you get out of this Raya? Because you don't want to be forced to say this, right? Not all Rishonim say this. It says the Rashba, Vigala Medak, my comrade Dal Zuze, Tikni Bishtara, Dishtara Nami Lugluya Zuze, Hutakasavla. Well, we'll get to, that's the second issue that we'll get to. I'm sorry. So the Ritva here quotes from the Ra'ah, and the other Rishonim say, no, maybe there are other ways to understand this Gemara. Maybe we're talking about a case where in the Shtar Raya, you also had a Lashon of Kinyan. Right? He did it doubly. He did it both mechanisms. Right? Now, we're not saying for sure, but the Gemara is saying, right, Tikni B'Shtara, if there was a Shtar. Either way, this is an important concept, whether a Raya could function as the Kinyan Shabbat, which has to do with the concept of a shtar in general. When somebody has a shtar, here we're talking about the relationship between a shtar Kinyan and a shtar Raya. Usually we assume, you know, never the twain shall meet. There's two different types of shtaros. But we have mentioned, we discussed a few weeks ago, in the sugyas of Eide Chasima Karsi and Eide Mesira Karsi, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, we mentioned that maybe that's Gufa the Machlokas Tanon between them. How close are they? Rabbi Elazar would say they're not close at all. Right, the one is a shtar, right, a regular shtar goes based on the, right, a shtar rai is based on the chasimos. And Rabbi Elazar says a get, which is a shtar kinyan, goes by the Eide Mesira. Right, two very different. What about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says Eide Chasima Karsi. So, Eide Chasima, that's a rai is too. And now he's saying, Rabbi Meir is saying Eide Chasima are also what make the shtar kinyan tick, and how it works. Right, a get works through the chasimos, through the woman holding the raya in her hand, that's the kinyan. So maybe that type of svara for Rabbi Meir works a little better for the Sefer HaItur, because the Sefer HaItur here is blurring the lines between shtar rayas and a shtar kinyan. A shtar raya would always be able to function as the shtar kinyan in the end. But the other Rishonim aren't so as comfortable. That is number one. That is the first issue on this line. The other issue on this line is mentioned by the Rashbam and the other Rishonim. What is the Gemara suggesting? Well, maybe he wasn't serious. He just gave the money. He just sold the property, Ligluye Zuze. So why don't you say he also did the shtar as a fake also? Why don't we only say he sold the land and he got the money as a fake? Maybe the whole shtar was written as a fake. Says the Rashbam, no, he doesn't go that far. were not choshesh that far that the whole shtar was written as a fake. Says the Rashbam, the last couple of skinny lines. V'halek lememar, di lo kasav l'shtar, lo haviyavi zuze, v'gluyi zuze niskavin gam b'ksivas hashtar, de kolkach lo masik en shadaite. Right, we don't, the person doesn't go that far in terms of writing the shtar. Or, the other formulation, the Rashba, getting back to what I started to read before, umistavrali, dibemakomam, makom shen nostin mos viacharka kosin es hashtar. Right? You gave the money and then he wrote the shtar. So, if you wanted leglu yezuze, you're not gonna write a shtar afterwards. Right? That's above and beyond. That's what we assume. If there's a shtar, it was serious. Because you already got your money. There's no other reason to write the shtar. So that's the Gemara's, back to the Gemara's question. So why, you're telling me, you came up with an amazing chiddush last night in the Beis Medrash, that if the woman comes up with a shtar, so we trust the shtar that the husband sold it to her, that's obvious. Why is there a shtar? Forget the kesef. What about the shtar? The shtar is sitting here, right? The karkas nikneh, the kesef, the shtar, ubechazaka. Answer, Amar Lei. He says, no, it's not obvious. V'lav idmer Allah Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela b'shtar matana. Didn't we have a limitation on this whole principle, though, as we said up above? That when does it work that the woman is going to be believed when it's a shtar matana? There was no money involved. Aval b'shtar mecher lo kana, sheitim lo dameha. But by a shtar mecher, it's not going to work until he actually, right, sheitim lo dameha, until the money is given. So it's not so obvious. Says the Gemara, avalav moser rav abnuna, but didn't rav abnuna ask on that? And therefore it is obvious. B'shtar ketzad, kasav lo al haniyar, o al acheres, afa b'shein bo shava pruta. Right, somebody writes on a yar and cheres, on paper or on earthenware, a shtar, even though the shtar is not worth a shava pruta, sadai mechur lecha, sadai kinuya lecha, hariz a mechur of edesuna. Right, it's given over. Right, so you see, there's Rav Hamnuna says that the shtar would be able to function by itself. So answer, right, if you look in the Rashbam, harizu mechur edesuna, right, and actually, let's read the next line of the Gemara first. V'lavu mosav lavahu mefarek la. So did he ask that and he answers? The Gemara says, maybe it is not so obvious. What's the case? V'mocher sadeyu mipnei rasa. Maybe the case is where he's selling the field because he wants to get rid of the field. That's why you need he's ready to make the transaction even without getting the money. Or Ravashi Amar b'matana b'kesh litznalo. It was through matana, even though it says the lashon of mecher in these cases, it's not really, doesn't mean mecher. It means matana. He just wrote the language of mecher in it. V'lama kasav l'bashon mecher k'deliapes kocho. The shtar would work by itself in that case because he really means matana, even without getting the money. But usually you would need the money. Why? In these specific cases, the shtar would work by itself because either he's selling it b'nei rasa, he wants to get rid of it as soon as possible, or it was a matana just written b'lashon mecher. But in general, not. And therefore, it is l'maskana after the dust settles. It's not a pshita, and therefore it is okay, the chiddush of the brisa that they came up with in the Beis Medrash. If you look in Tosfos here, a couple of Tosfos in from Kiddushin, and from here, Tosfos discusses what exactly is the chiddush on each of these lines. If you have the line of Avo Bishein Bo Sheva Pruta, let's start with that one. But if somebody writes a shtar on a piece of paper, that's not worth a Sheva Pruta. Ask Tosfos, why would the paper have to be worth a Sheva Pruta? Ask Tosfos. Tema, the my rabusa hu shava pruta. Bish lamagavi kiddushin, nakat kasav lal and yorla cheres, avishim shava pruta. Fine by a shtar kiddushin, which we don't use today, right? We use kinyin kesef. But by a shtar kiddushin, I understand what the chiddush is. Because we're talking about marriage. Marriage, kinyin kesef is need a pruta. The rabusahi, the afa pishin, and mukudeshes mitoras kesef, kivon shein bo shava pruta, mukudeshes mitoras shtar. I understand that maybe you would have thought that the shtar would have to be like Kinyan Kesef. Kamashblon, it doesn't have to be. The shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta. Aval hacha, gabi mocher, afilu yesh bo shava pruta, eina kona b'toras kesef, shrei mocher nosin shtar, v'lo lokeach. It's working in the other direction anyway. Right? Who gives the deed? The seller gives the deed. So of course it has nothing to do with Kinyan Kesef. It's going in the wrong direction. So therefore, Right? What's the chiddush of saying ein bo shara pruta by a regular shtar mecher? Right? That's the question that Tosfos asks. The interesting, just even in the Hava Mina, the relationship, we just spoke about the relationship between shtar raya and shtar kinyan. So now let's talk about within kiddushin, shtar and kesef, the two different ways to get married. The Rishonim discussed at the beginning of kiddushin also. What happens if I give a shtar to a woman, or sadat, right, harem kudeshesli, for marriage, and then there ends up having something wrong with the shtar? Right, something wrong. Does it work as kesef if it is worth a shavar pruta? Could I use kesef as a backup for shtar? Right here, the question is how fluid is the relationship between them. The Tosfos says there's a havamina that you would have thought the shtar has to be worth shava kesef, shava pruta, because of this relationship, because of this marriage. Kamashmal or not? So what is that kamashmal on? Forget the havamina for sure not? Or is there a connection? Well, let's continue. Tosfos does not answer this question. Tosfos does not answer the question. Tosfos in Kiddushin says that maybe because of the lashon of nesina that's written, right, maybe that would be a reason why the Ritva talks about. Where's my Ritva? I wanted to read before. Says the Ritva here in the next piece. Ikal amedak yes toses is kasha. My rabusa yesh bazeh bishlama gabe chalipin shekone bedavar shel mamon. So you might say. So he has a different bishlama. He doesn't say bishlama by shtar kiddushin. You would realize the havamina because it's similar to kesef kiddushin. So he doesn't have that havamina. He says, Bishlamai, I understand by chalipin. Why chalipin, the Gemara talks about in Kiddushin, that you might need a pruta because there, it's a kli. And a kli might not have to be worth a pruta. Kamash volan, maybe chalipin is because of what it represents, and you don't need. Right? Bishlamai, gabi chalipin, shekonim bedavar shel mamon, itzrich lomar, there, konim bekli ava bishim boshav a pruta. Right? The Gemara in Babin Siyam Mem Zayin, you could use a kli for chalipin, even though it's not worth a shavar pruta, because it's all the symbolic, we've spoken about chalipin at often, right? It's the concretization of the das of the people involved. But here, why would you need pruta? What's the havamina? Vinira li mishum dekulhu shtarei mi get nafgile. What's the classic shtar in the Torah? Get. Right, where shtar mecher learns from? Pesukim in Yirmiyahu. But what's the shtar in the Torah? Getin. So many halachas are learned from there. The hasam ksiv vinasan. And there it says vinasan biyada v'yashmeinan de aosios haget kai vinasan kedisa begitin. Right, it's going on the nasan biyada. He puts the get in her hand. Lo amrina b'ha inasina pakam shemar pruta ukedamrina kasali suriana kasher. Right, so therefore we know when you have a lashon of nasina, it's not so clear that you can give something that's not worth a pruta. Right, remember the it doesn't quote it, but the Tosfos read in Kiddushin and the Noda Yehuda by Truma. Right, if somebody chita achas pateres es akri, I can give one tiny little piece of wheat in order to exempt the whole kri from Truma, because there's no shir midaraisa. But what does the Tosfos read say? What does the Noda Yehuda say? That's not a nesina. That's not a get. You have to give something of significance to be called a nesina. Yes, it's not tevel anymore, but it's not a nesina. So says the Ritva. It's all learned from get, vinasan biyada. So maybe I would have thought that the shtar has to be something of significance. Not just the content of the shtar, but the shtar itself. That's why, because the get is the classic. But that's the, right, get itself could be suri hana, get itself doesn't have to be. But either way, that's the havamina that is mentioned, and why it says, kasvu al isuri hana. Again, you remember the ksos that that has come up, in various contexts, that it's the, giving the get is an asina, it's not a kinyan. And that's why it can be written on Isuri Hana. Because you don't have to, it doesn't have to be acquired. It's an act of nasina. Right? And therefore, even if it's Asur Hana, and that's why the Ksos discusses why Ibn Ke'echad works by Gittin and by Shtar Shichrur. Because it's not a regular acquisition which you have to get, it's an act of nasina. And therefore, the magical principle of, well, it can't be yours until I give it to you, but I can't give it to you until you have your own yad. The principle of bon ke'echad by Anisha, that would work, because it's an asina that relates to the Ritva's Havamina here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara 6 lines up. Meisvei. So now we're getting back to the Yesod. The Yesod of the wife, we mentioned, has the shtar, right? Mocher star son of Lish of Akansa. We don't say Ligluye Zuze. So let's continue. Meisvei. Lava mina evad v'shichvaro. So he borrows money from an eved, and that is b'shachar his eved. Min ha'isha v'gersha from his wife, and then he divorces his wife. Ein lahen alav klum. Where we say that he doesn't owe them Ain lo alav klum. So my taima, why not? Why doesn't he owe his wife? If he got money from the wife. Lai taima la mishon darina l'gluya zuzi yudabai. Right, what, maybe it must be because really it's his money. And he was just trying to be megal. Can you lend me? But really, we're choshesh that really it was his money that she had, and that's why it wasn't a real milveh. So why wouldn't we say the same thing earlier? If she has a shtar, she takes out the money. Maybe that sale wasn't good. Just like this milveh wasn't literal. Answers the Gemara, no. Don't compare milveh and where you would say leglu yezuzay and the case of mecher. Shiny hasam. Delo nichale, delo shavye nafshe evelove leish malveh. Being a love is always something that we say if there's a chance that the person's not a love, then he's not a love. Because nobody wants to be a mishubad to others. To sell something, that's fine. But ever love is malve, we don't say that a person would want to do that. And so if there's any chash, any other explanation, that's what we would say. Says the Rashbam on the third to last line, Anan Sahadi, to Shum Adam, Lo Yihye Birtsono, Evin Love, Im Yacholihi Pater B'Shuminyan. Right? If there's any other explanation that there's no real milveh here, we would say that is what occurred. And that's why Dafka by milveh, but by Mecher, we don't have such a svar pushing us to say that it wasn't true. And therefore, that's where it would be, okay, Evin Love. As a pasuk in Mishlei, Mishlei Perach Beis, Eved Love Leish Malve. Interesting line, back to Gemara in Erevin, Gemara in Erevin, one daf later, that's why I was getting confused before, the Samach Dalet is the daf about Kama HaKolomer Shmua Zunaya, but the next daf Samache, is what, for us. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Yosef Upara. Right, it's not good to be a Love. Right, he used to borrow and pay back. Yosef Upara, what is that talking about there? That has to do with money. Yazif Upara, says Rashi, Hayakovea lo lishanos kach v'kach prakim bayom. He had a seder kavua. He learned something daily. Kavua bayom. V'hayaraga lasok bayom. Upa'amim shahayatarud b'mizonosav bayom. Uporea kfiyas ito balayla. Right, what does it mean? Yazif Upara, he had a seder in something daily. And if he ever missed it and he couldn't do it that day, he paid back that night. Right, para Yosef upara. That's what he did. Who quotes this? This quote in Shulchan Aruch. The Tur quotes in. Where's the Tur? The Tur quotes in. Here in Arachayim. Here, Simon Reish Lamed Ches, all the way at the end of the daily, right by Myriv. Says the Tur, you have to learn a lot at night. Over Yalimud Halayla Yosef Yosef Mibishal Yom Benihi Zaher. I'm sorry, before the Tur. The Meiri on that Gemara. The Meiri on that Gemara says, you know what you prove from, what you learn from here? Everybody has to have something that they learn every day. Everybody has to have something. Right? Blank Yomi. Whatever one wants to fill in. Daf Yomi, Halacha Yomi, says the Meiri. V'hatova shepa ha'aros, shehe masne ba'atzmo lilmod cheshbon halachos, o cheshbon prakim, o cheshbon mesechtos, im liyom, im l'shavua, o chodesh, im l'shana. Have something that we learn day, week, month, year. The kol shetzarech lefamim lefia hechrech levatel ulechaser b'mashe hisne. Sometimes life comes up and you know we're busy. Yishalim biyom haba b'shavu haba. Right? You have to make it up. You have to make it up. Right? That's what the Miri says in that Gemara in Erevin on daf samachay. Right? We have to try to do our best. You know, sometimes out of our learning time we have to take it out because something else came up. So did it ever happen? We have to take something out of our rest of our lifetime because learning came up, right? We have to make sure that we're fair in terms of our ruchnias and our gashmias. So the Tur now back in Reish Lamaches says, "Kol shekein shem yera la adam mikre shelo hishlam chuko b'limud ayom sheyashli menu miad bo balayla v'lo yitcheil klal." Right? We have to make sure we make it up at night. Aye. Some of the achronim I saw say, "What about right? It's the next day. Avras mano bato karbano. It's the next day alachagli. No, by kachim hayom halachachar alayla." Right, then halayla holech achra yom. So the following night, like Hector Chalav Mevarim, right, the following night is okay. So if somebody didn't do the daf one day, the following night is still considered. It's kachim, it's Torah. So therefore it's still considered that day, and therefore one would be able to make it up. But again, that's a good type of eved lo v'leish malveh. We're borrowing money, date, time from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One day, we gotta pay it back. Right, we gotta pay it back. But other than that, we would not be interested in the Eved Lo V'Lishma Havei relationship. Okay, weiter. Shalach Rav Huna Bar Avin, Hamochas Ad Lishto, as we've been talking about, man sells a field to his wife, Kansa, Ubalo Chaperos. Right, she is kona it, and the baal is still ocha peros. Why? Because it's no worse. Rashi says, Rashbam says, tilo gara mi nechasim shenafalav Yerusha. Right, it's no worse than other nechasim that she has. If she had nechasim totally that was always hers, he still gets to eat peros from it. So do we. If he sells it to her, then still he would get to eat peros. Baram Rabbi Abba Rabbi Avo v'kol gdoli ador amru bimatana bikesh litznola. No, bimatana, he wanted to give it to her, meaning, Rashbam, v'lo yochal peros. Right, machlokes, if we assume, in this case a mecher, like we said before, do we assume that it was a mecher, and if it was a sale, then he would be able to still eat peros, or do we say, maybe he meant to give it to her, bimatana, v'mala makasav ol l'shom mecher, k'liyapos es kocha, but as we said before, he might have written a language of mecher, in order to strengthen her claim on it, meaning, why is mecher a greater claim than matana? Because if the Baalei Chovos come and take it, then they can come back to me and get paid for it, get their money back. If it was a matana, they can't come back to me. But if it was sold, then they would be able to come back. Period. So again, mecher or matana is the issues. But again, according to both of these opinions, you don't say l'gluy yezuzay, right? Both, it's either a mecher or a matana. But either way, you don't say Lugzu Yezuzah, you don't say that it was not a serious sale. So it's Machlokas Amorim. Meisvei, Lava Mina Eved V'Shichra, same thing we asked before. Lava Mina Eved V'Shichra, Ro Mina Isha V'Gersha, Ein Lohen Alav Klum. Right, we said before, if you borrow from an Eved for a wife, and then you end the relationship, then there's no claim, my time, Allah Mishim Damrina, Lugzu Yezuzah, Udaba, question on both of them, because this Brisa says that you are Roy Lugzu Yezuzah, Ha Shani Asam, Delo Lishvei Inish, as we said before. Period. Omar Rav, Hamocher sa del ishto kansa, vahabalocha peros. Bimatana, kansa vahabalocha peros. So Tanakama says, Mecher is not matana. You go by what's written. If it's written Mecher, then you assume it's Mecher, and therefore the Baal can still eat peros. But it's matana, so then it is given in full, and the Baal cannot eat peros. Right? The Rashbam says, because the whole svar for this is a no sein is ba'ayin yafa no sein. A mocher is ba'ayin ra mocher. Right? Because people want to sell, okay, they have to sell, what could they do? But they don't go above and beyond. Right? The first skinny line, second skinny line, b'matana kanein ba'alocha peros, de no sein ba'ayin yafa no sein. Right? That's the chiluk in the Tanakhama here. Let's just read the second day up. Rav Elazar omer, echadzev echadzev kantavein ba'alocha peros. Rav Elazar says, no, the Baal cannot eat peros even in the mocher state. Even in the mocher. Stop there for a moment. First, Rav Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon HaShas just has a suffix. He wonders, Nira Be'enai, in Nosan Lestam Karka, O Metaltalin, what if a man gives his wife Karka or Metaltalin as a Matana, and then divorces her and says, oh yeah, that stuff was for the Ksuba. So would that work? Is he allowed to say that Lama Freya? No. He says he can't say that. Ein yochal lomar im megarsha acharkach ma shenasati lecha bepiron ksuba nasati lecha kiva delo nitna ksuba ligvos mechayim mistama b'matana nasala v'lo bepiron ksuba v'havi le kinosin davar lebal chov o'stam tochzmano. It's like if I owe you money, and then 2 weeks before I owe you money, I give you a present. So, and then we say, oh yeah, and then when it's due, oh yeah, that was for the loan. Can't say that. If it was given as a matana, it's given as a matana. So too says Rabbi Yosef Engel here, even if it's given as a matana, once it's given as a matana, it can no longer change to be given as something else. But that's the chiluk, according to the Tanakhama, at least you have the chiluk between matana and mecher. This reminds us a little bit of a Gemara in Brachas. Remember the Gemara in Brachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah to Am Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Chinimar Papa, Bo Re'ei, Shalo Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basar Vadam. Shem is not like people. Midas baser v'adam, adam mocher chayfetz lechaveiro, mocher atzev v'lokeach sameach. When somebody sells, the seller is sad and the buyer is happy. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein, nasan lahem Torah liYisrael v'samach. He gave the Torah to Yisrael v'sash and emar ki lechach tov nasati lachem torasi atazovu. The Marsha here points out, what it started with mecher and it switched to nosein. It's based on our chiluk. Mocher is ba'ayin ra, mocher. No sein is ba'ayin yafe, no sein. That's the Gemara here, the difference between a mecher and a no sein. The Vilna Gaon is quoted on that Gemara in Brachas. That Gemara is quoted, the Gemara is quoted based on the principle that we had back in Mamasiyah Nun Tes of Lo Bashamayim Hi. The Nitla Termin Hashamayim, but Nitzno Li Yisrael Lekvo Halacha. The Fifa Shem Mechad Shem Bav. Lachain Shaper Doma Kadosh Baruch Hu Lemocher, She Nilkach HaChefetz Mimenu. Right, the Kasha asked the Gemara is, what Hashem, the Torah was given to us, Hashem doesn't have the Torah anymore? In a sense. In a sense, He gave it to us. Right, Lo Bashamayim Hi. Right, remember the Gemara in the Bava Metzia, Machlokes, about Tumah V'Tahara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, A, we paskin B. How does that work? The answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power to paskin, to determine halacha based on the rules that are in the Torah itself, but that's the chilek between a mocher and an osein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu get out of it? Okay, we're His nation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, doesn't get anything out of it except that He's being mative to us. He gives us the Torah. But, says the Gra, He gave us the Torah. It's really Nesina. Because now we have the power to be able to paskin, to be able to determine the MS as we understand it. Right? It's related to the Rav Moshe in the Hakdama to the Igris Moshe, where he discusses the different levels of MS that we are familiar with. MS La Amita, which might be heavenly MS, but then the Rav Moshe says, MS La Hora'a. MS based on what the posek determines following years and efforts of Yirat Shamayim and being mashkiya and the sugya coming to a certain makana. So that also is a level of MS. We'll see if at the end of this time to read over those words of Ramosha. But anyway, let's get back to the Gemara here. So again, that Gemara Brachis is an illustration of the distinction that the Tanakhama here has between Mecher and Matana. So again, Rav says there's a chilek. Rav says, Mecher, so then the Baal can eat Peiris. Matani cannot. Rav Elazar says the Baal can never eat Peiris, even by Mecher. Avad Rav Chizda Ovdak Rav Elazar. Rav Chizda, passed like Rav Elazar, that he did not allow the husband to eat Peiris. Amru le Rabban Ukva. Rabban Nechem Yibnei Bante de Rav. Rav Chizda, Shavak by Rav Reviva. Avad Kizutre. What, you didn't go like Rav. You went like the Zutre, so to speak, quote unquote, the minor leaguers. Right, Rav Elazar, who's a Talmud. Right, you didn't go like Rav. Amar Levan, not Mikra Rav Avdi. No, I also went like the major leaguers. Tzchiyasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Echazek Kansevina Baalcha Peiris. Rabbi Yochanan, I followed. Rabbi Yochanan is also, you know, Rabbi Yochanan is pretty early too, close to Rav, and therefore it's not Zutri and Ravervi. It's all Ravervi. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue reading. Amar Rava Hilchasa. And the whole sugi that we discussed today. Hamocher Sada Leishto Lo Kansa Habal. If somebody sells the seed to his wife, lo kansa, she is not kona it, and the Baal eats Peiris. B'matana kansa v'in avalocha Peiris. B'matana, she's kona it fully, and the Baal does not eat Peiris. Ask the Gemara, Tarti, I don't understand the first line. The first line says, she is not kona it, which sounds like she's not kona it, but then the next line says, the Baal eats Peiris, which means she is kona it, and the Baal just eats Peiris from what she was kona. So how do you understand that first line? It's an inner contradiction. Lokasha kan bimos tmunin kan bimos yin tmunin. It depends if the money was hiding beforehand. If it was hidden money that she came out with, then we could say, you know what? It was legluye zuze, because he didn't know where the money was. But if it was money that everybody knew about, then we would say it was a real sale. Tamar of Yehuda mos tmunin lokansa. Right? If it was mos tmunin lokansa, because we assume that was all fake. Because he just wanted the money out. Moshe einan tmunim kansa. But if it was not tmunim and everybody knew about this money in the bank account, then kansa, then it would work, and it would be a Kenyan. Rav Shechter writes the Nefesh HaRav from Rav Soloveitchik, when we're talking about Zutre and Rav Ravi, Vishamati me Rabbeinu, he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, Jalamanu Mesecha Sanhedrin B'Yeshiva, Demai D'Yaslina Basa Ruba, Olipso Kabe Silken Agabe Shamai. That which we pass in like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, even though the Gemara says in Yevamos that Beis Shammai were sharper, b'chadidi tvei, hani mili kishachachamim ba'alei machlokes shayachim l'chol apachas la'oso sasug b'limud. If they're in the same type of limud, then you could go by the rabim. You could go by the rov. Aval kishe'ena me'osa halig klal, league balaz, right? If they're not in the same league, b'kai gavna lo shayach loma denezel basaruba lahachriya kahachal lashim ba'agurim negan amufla v'hametsuyen. Right? If the God of Adar says something and then all of us passing against him, you know, if it's not the same. You don't go by the rove unless they're in the same league. Then they're in the same league, and therefore one can't say basarov unless they're similar, right? What here Zutri and Ravri, they're all great tanon. all great Tanoim, or Amoraim. And then he quotes the Torah's Mashal Amar B'Yiddish, Shem Yagin Zekeinu Reb Chaim Zal, is Daito, Be'ez Inyan Ba'alacha. If his grandfather Reb Chaim would say something, V'kol Chavri Estadrus HaRabbanim, Yechavu is Daitim Lenegdo, and every other rabbis in the generation would say something else, V'vadel O'Shayach Lomer, B'kei Gavna, Dazlin Abbas Aruba. You wouldn't say after the row. He doesn't quote it, right? He quotes it in the footnote. Right, the story I've heard from Reb Chaim Ozer. Reb Chaim Ozer said, based on the Kuzari, right, there's the four levels of being, Domeim Someach Chaim Adaber. Reb Chaim says the fifth. Domeim Someach Chaim Adaber, Reb Chaim Brisker. Right, different level of being in that regard. But either way, you don't go after the Rov, unless they're in the same, league, so to speak. Right, similar, not exactly, but interesting, there was an Apikoris that once came to Rabbi Yonas and Ibishes, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I don't remember exactly who. Rabbi Chanan quotes the story in his first Maimar, in the Kovetz Maimarim, and he quotes that it's Achri Ram Lahatos, right? You go after the Rov. And the Rav says, yes. He says, so most of the world does not believe in your God. Right? So, you're Achri Ram Lahatos. Right? So you shouldn't be, you should go after the majority. So explains the answer was no. You only go after the majority if there's a suffix. If there's no suffix, you don't have to go to the majority. Right? If this is a table. So if 100 people come and say this table is not a table and I know it's a table, then I don't have to follow them because I know they're wrong 100%. It's not a doubt. Only if there's a doubt, you're not sure, then you need the majority. But if it's vadai, there's no doubt. There's vadai. It's not a, so sometimes you don't follow the majority. If it's in a different league, if there's no doubt, right? So either way, this was the discussion that the Talmidim asked, you know, how could you be following certain Rabbanim, you know, and not others? But, you know, it's not our job to judge. All of these were great, and he had Rabbi Yochanan on his side, and the Rabbi Yochanan and Rav were both very early. The Gemara says, Rav Tanu Palig, maybe Rabbi Yochanan also has that status. Either way, this is the sugyas of, again, how do we get into this whole discussion? Whether an Isha can be machzik b'nichse by law, and what happens if she says, my husband sold it to me? That was the discussion of today's daf. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Tanu Rabbanan.